12:39, you're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. The legend, the man, the myth, the legend, Chad Hartman is off today. My name is Chris Seggert. I'm with Channel 5. I've been up since 3. I do the news over there on Channel 5 in the morning, and then I do a little show called Minnesota Live from 9 to 10. Hopped in the car, came over here. Here I am. And one of the stories that jumped out at me that I want to talk to you guys about is who will play Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live. Because apparently it's not going to be Steve Martin.
Mm-mm.
Stevie Martin turned down the job. He doesn't want it to. Well, first of all, he says he's not an impressionist. He says this kind of a role would be a recurring thing. He can't commit to it. Steve Martin.
He's got a lot going on. He's still got that, Murders in the Building show.
Which,
right?
I've never watched. I hear it's fantastic. Have you seen it?
I've not.
It's on another one of these
Hulu
streaming.
I don't have it.
I can't, I'm out of streaming. I can't have any more streaming.
You're done?
I'm done. I can't have any more streaming.
Tapped out on the streaming.
Yeah. Unless I can borrow somebody's password.
Oh, careful.
Yeah,
everyone's cracking down on that.
Oh, I know.
They'll get you.
I know. So Steve Martin does not want the job. Who do you think should take the job? I would love to hear what you've got to say. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. Who would be good at playing Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live? I've heard Jim Gaffigan thrown around a couple different times, including from the Farmington football coach who used to coach with Tim Walz. He just texted a little ago. Well, he's like, I like Jim Gaffigan.
He'd know.
Yeah,
I could
right.
see Jim doing okay. I mean, again, a guy who's not an impressionist,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, how much of an impressionist do you really have to be?
Yeah. I don't know if Gaffigan's got the range. He just does that. It's kind of always a, you know.
It's not like Tim Walz is going to appear every week anyway, so get him up there
true.
A couple times.
Not right now.
Yeah.
Depending on how things play out, that could be a whole different story. But still, he would still be the vice president.
Yep.
I think more importantly, it'll be the who's going to play the president. Well, Saturday Night Live already has one of their cast members who plays Donald Trump. And then if Kamala Harris wins, then there's discussion about what's her name. Is it Maya Rudolph?
Yeah,
plays.
I think she's done it. Yeah,
yeah, and very
bring her back.
Like very funny at it. So something called one of my favorite websites, therap.com.
Okay,
you familiar with the Wrap?
The Wrap, as in like a sandwich wrap?
Yeah, yeah,
sounds delicious.
The Wrap. So the Wrap's come up with a list. Let's hear what you guys think.
Okay, give me some names.
Who could play Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live? Tom Hanks.
I mean, he can play anything.
He's older. He's Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
You think Tom Hanks is up for that? Tom Hanks is kind of a big deal, right? And he does. He'll come on Saturday Night Live from time to time, but you think he's up for that job? Like,
I think he'd pass on that.
Yeah,
one.
I do too.
Just bring him back around Halloween for the David Pumpkins sketch.
Yeah, he's too big for that. The next choice is Gaffigan. This third one, I'll tell you right now, is controversial, and I don't think it's going to happen. Any guesses?
No.
Here's a hint. He was on Saturday Night Live once before.
Long time ago?
Yeah. Here's another hint. He got canceled. And he's from Minnesota.
Oh, Al?
Yeah.
That would be funny.
I mean, it could be funny.
I think that's not a bad idea at all.
Controversial.
Yeah.
Controversial. The next one, Julia Sweeney. She was an actress from way back in the day. She was on from 1990 to 94.
Yeah.
So a woman. That's something that Saturday Night Live will do. A lot of, you know, have a woman play one of the male characters, and it's usually pretty funny.
Yeah.
So that's another one. This one, no way. Danny DeVito.
You know, that name actually popped into my head,
did it?
Too. It did. I was just thinking of actors who are balding.
Yeah.
Or bald completely and... A little bit portly?
Yeah,
that
but
sounds like the governor
Walz is
now.
A pretty decent-sized dude. He's at least, let's see, we interviewed him at the fishing opener. I mean, I'm 6'4". He's maybe 6 foot.
Danny DeVito's
Danny
about
DeVito.
5'6", maybe?
Danny DeVito's like
5'2"?
4 foot tall, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very short. Yeah, 5'6", I was giving him a lot.
I mean, I guess they could put him up on a box or something, which
funny.
Actually would be kind of funny, too. All right. Jack McBrayer, I don't like that choice either.
No,
that's the 30 Rock guy, the guy who's the page.
I don't get that.
No. I have nothing against him. Actually, it's kind of against him.
I think you are ripping him right now.
Yeah, he's kind of – the energy level's too much for me. And the shtick. It's always the same shtick. I don't think he could do Tim Walz, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it would work out. I think Gaffigan right now is the winner in my mind.
What do you think about this one? This is a dark horse. John Goodman. Yeah. Maybe?
I love John Goodman.
Yeah, I do too.
He's tremendous.
By the way, I don't have that streaming service, but I think I borrowed someone's password to get the Righteous Gemstones. Did you watch that show?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
He's a preacher in like a big, you know, TV evangelist. He's a big TV evangelist guy, and he runs this big empire, and he's got three kids who are just ridiculous misfits, and they want to take over his preacher kingdom. It is funny.
Really?
Dark, like...
I don't think I've
Fargo,
ever heard of it.
Like Fargo-esque dark.
Okay, I'm in.
And super sharp comedy. And anyway, that's a...
What's it on?
That's Uncle Chris's viewing recommendation.
What's it on, not that I have the streaming service?
HBO? Question mark?
You mean Max?
Yeah. Yes. Whatever Mac, whatever HBO is now, I think it's on that. So I would recommend that. Oh. Okay, this one's even ridiculous. Come on. The rap coming up with people who could play Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live. Brad Pitt, come on.
Now we're getting insane.
Has Brad Pitt even ever been on Saturday Night Live?
Maybe. I don't remember him hosting. He had to have hosted once, right? In his younger days, perhaps?
Maybe. Brad is getting, he's getting a little long. I mean, we all are. We all are. He's getting a little longer in the tooth.
Him and Tim are probably about the same age.
Still ridiculously good looking.
He's aged well.
Do you remember that movie, remember the movie Troy?
Yes.
Where he played like a gladiator type?
Mm-hmm.
I was so convinced that I should get into shape after watching that movie. It's like 20 years ago. I'm like, dude, look at you. You are a piece of crap. And look at Brad Pitt.
Honey, it starts today.
It starts today. And it didn't happen. I know. Act surprised.
I'm sure you gave it the go college try early on for a couple days.
Somebody else, I'm guessing, who they're going to be spoofing on Saturday Night Live when the next season starts. And I don't know how they could not, is RFK.
I'm not sure how he's spoofable anymore.
He
spoofs himself.
Well, and I don't think this has gotten enough attention yet with the Harris pick and the Walz announcement kind of happening early in the week. I don't think there's been enough focus on this RFK bear on the side of the road story. So I would like to get into that.
Telling the story to Roseanne.
I would like
sitting
to,
in the kitchen.
I want to break that down just a little bit when we come back. So you're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now is 12:52. It is a Lindis Construction time check. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Just about 1 o'clock here on a Thursday. It doesn't feel like a Thursday. It feels like an abnormally long week to me. I'm not really sure why. Maybe it's everything that's been going on. It's been a busy news week. Lots of stuff going on with the whole...
Spending most of the day yesterday thinking it was Tuesday, so...
Yeah.
I don't know either.
It's
contagious. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe it's the weather's cooler. It doesn't... I don't know.
Yeah, 2 weeks to the fair.
I know. It's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Tick-tock. Hey, got lots of you weighing in on who should play Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Let's see what we got here. Melissa McCarthy suggested. Adam Sandler suggested.
Okay.
You'd see that. Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either. I feel like Leo's like Brad Pitt level. He's not doing that.
Fly from L.A. and leave my latest 23-year-old girlfriend.
To play the governor of Minnesota.
I think I'll stay here.
Somebody reminded us, we were talking about Brad Pitt, that Brad Pitt played Dr. Anthony Fauci on SNL once. I totally forgot about that.
I don't remember that at all, but I'll believe it.
Yep. Drew Carey. Not bad.
There's some similarities in the look there.
I'm not sure this person's still alive, but George Wendt from Cheers.
I think George might be with us.
Not sure. Jason Alexander, too short. Another Drew Carey.
Eddie. Yes, George is still here. 75.
Okay. Eddie Murphy should be Walls.
Okay.
That could be funny. Kevin James. Yeah, Kevin James.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Governor Walls isn't maybe, he's a little thinner than Kevin, but it doesn't have to be a perfect.
I think Kevin's lost a little weight from him, if I remember right.
Yeah, I just think of him from the King of Queens days. Yeah, I got another Al Franken here. Jiminy Glick, which is the
Martin Short
character. Yeah. I see what you've done there. You've tied it all together. There.
Let's just leave Jiminy as Jiminy because that's gold.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that. Cedric the Entertainer. You guys are getting funny now. That's good. So we went to break, and there's been a little more clarity on this RFK thing. So as the story goes, there was an article about to come out in the New Yorker that RFK dumped a bear carcass in Central Park.
As one will.
So he wanted to get out in front of it, knowing the article's coming. So he does a video with Roseanne Barr.
Yep.
As you would.
Normal so far. I don't see anything odd about this story.
And the story goes something to the effect of, we were out in the countryside doing falconry.
Yes, just falconing. That's all.
We had our gloves on, our falcon gloves on. The falcon had its little helmet eye blinder thing that's got on. And so they were...
Another good SNL connection.
Yes.
The falconer.
Yes. And so that's all I could think of. So then they're coming back and somebody hits a bear, a little bear cub, and RFK wants to save the carcass. And you can do that in a lot of states. You can do it in Minnesota. You got to talk to the DNR and you get like a temporary tag or something. You take deer. People do it all the time. In Wisconsin, it's a huge thing. There's even like social media forums that'll be like, dead deer, Highway 23. And so it's definitely a thing. Well, it turns out this article just came out, so I'm just reading it, and it makes a little more sense. It sounds a little less insane. Because RFK is such an avid falconer, he keeps roadkill in a freezer for the birds.
Ah.
Now, doesn't that make a little more sense?
It does. Way to attract the birds?
It made zero sense before that he just was going to eat this bear cub. I mean, that's all kinds of crazy. So I've got a little bit of clarity on that.
Okay, it's for the birds.
Yeah, it's for the birds.
That's all. It's fine. Everything's normal now.
Right. It's perfectly normal, dude.
Yeah. Just hanging with Roseanne.
All right, got another hour still ahead. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.